Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Guilty of war crimes perpetrated against the love state of Iran, who are behind October 7th kidnapping, rapes, murders, tortures, and bodies being kept in underground tunnels in Gaza and all this stuff. But the Democrat Party, they're on the side of Hamas, and they chant from the river to the sea. They're not on our side. Senator says, this is lefty mediaite, very, very left-wing. Senator says Trump will be guilty of war crime if president makes good on angry truth social threat. Well, 47 years of terrorism is enough. It's kind of like Democrats, three generations of idiots is enough. It looks like we're going to be stuck with them for quite some time, too. Also, this is great. Iran sounds they're yelling and railing against President Trump, too. And they sound just like the Democrats. They sound pretty much exactly like the Democrats because they're all mentally ill and violently criminally insane. And they have some kind of gender dysphoria, all of them. They're all cross-dressers. Here's Politico, left-wingers at Politico. Iran chides, quote, caveman, end quote, Trump, over strong language on social media. The American media is all in with Iran. No matter what Trump says, the American media, representing the Democrat Party, they are they're just the Democrats, the media, they're in with Iran. It's the world's number one radical Islamic terror group. They're in charge of a country of 92 million people. But President Trump said Tuesday, that's today now, because he said it yesterday, Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran, the president wrote. There will be nothing like it. There will be nothing like it. Open the beeping straight.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
4th of July celebration returning to Barney Schwartz Park. Caltrans to replace existing bridge at Toro Creek on Highway 1. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles has announced that the planning phase for its 2026 Independence Day celebration at Barney Schwartz Park has kicked off. This year, the city is gearing up for a once-in-a-generation celebration to commemorate the nation's 250th birthday, to unite the community in an unforgettable display of patriotism, pride, and connection. The celebration has grown each year, and the city's goal in 2026 is to raise the bar even higher, with live music, local food vendors, an action-packed fun zone, and an obstacle course for all ages to enjoy. As the sun sets, the passable sky will be filled with a spectacular fireworks show. Parking and admission to the event are both free. Sponsorship opportunities to help put on this event are still available, with both financial contributions and donations of goods and services needed. Sponsors will enjoy an exclusive VIP sponsor zone with reserved parking and premium fireworks viewing. On March 14th, an inmate died in San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at 8:59 p.m. when a staff member dispersing medicine to inmates found him to be in medical distress. Castilleja was arrested on December 18, 2024, and had been in custody on three separate cases. The Sheriff's Office Coroner's Unit has determined the cause of death to be the toxic effects of fentanyl, with hyperintensive cardiovascular disease identified as a significant contributing condition. The death has been ruled as accidental. How Castilleja came into possession of fentanyl remains under investigation. No further information is available at this time. Caltrans to replace existing bridge at Toro Creek on Highway 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Construction is set to begin on a bridge project on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County. The project is located on southbound Highway 1 at Toro Creek, removing the current southbound bridge and constructing a new one in its place. Caltrans says the current bridge is in poor condition and features non-standard railing, geometric features, and associated roadway approaches. The project's construction is set to begin today, spanning a half mile north of Yerba Buena Creek in Morro Bay to about half mile north of Cheney Avenue in Cayucas. One lane of travel will remain open in each direction at all times, according to Caltrans. Travelers headed in both directions will be redirected to the right-hand lane. The project is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 north at Cuesta Grade Base late last month. On March 28th, a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto US 101 from Higuera Ranch when a Toyota Highlander collided with the vehicle. The passenger, now identified as 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Stratham, Georgia, attempted to exit the vehicle after the collision. She was hit by a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound at an unknown speed. She was flung from the vehicle, landing in the southbound left turn lane at Higuera Ranch, and was pronounced dead at the scene. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong has released a statement regarding the Artemis II mission and Cal Poly alumni Victor Glover on board the spacecraft. Artemis II is the first manned spacecraft in over 50 years to have traveled to the moon and is one of NASA's planned missions to once again put mankind on the moon. Among its pilots is Cal Poly San Luis Obispo 1999 engineering graduate Victor Glover. Armstrong's statement said, quote, "Victor and three fellow astronauts are further from Earth than any human being has ever traveled. They are a testament to what's possible when curiosity meets opportunity, when hands-on learning fuels ambition, and when determination is paired with service." Armstrong also asks for faculty, staff, students, alumni, board members, parents, and supporters to keep positive thoughts and prayers to the safe return of the astronauts at the end of the week. Passerable City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. Ravine Water applied to construct a new no-splash pool and a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February, but it's been appealed by Ranch and Coast Properties. The appellant says there is incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, a need for a traffic study, and other concerns. The Planning Commission says these concerns do not pertain to the project and do not rise to a level that could warrant denial. City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Giants 6-4, the Angels over the Braves 6-2, Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 14-2, Padres shut out the Pirates 5-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates, the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA, tonight the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Thunder, the Clippers will face the Mavericks. In California news, a human skull was found in Long Beach, California during an Easter egg hunt. Authorities say the skull was found on Sunday afternoon at DeForest Park. A mandible was also discovered. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office will attempt to identify the remains. No further information is available at this time on how the discovery was made or about how long they have been at the park. California's Salton Sea has been called the Saudi Arabia of lithium by Governor Gavin Newsom. Experts estimate about $500 billion in lithium lies beneath the ground in the area, which is used for energy storage and electronics. Environmental groups and residents of the area, however, are hesitant to turn the area into a lithium mine. Extracting lithium would require immense amounts of fresh water and tarnish the environment for its local residents. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers rely on farm policy to provide stability and support in such a volatile industry. But right now, many are feeling that the system isn't working the way it should. Jonathan Coppice with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign says years of stagnant ag policy has farmers stuck.
We are really stuck on where we're at in the policy space, and it's hurting farmers. And I think that is, again, if you step back from a lot of the self-interest, I'm this kind of farmer and I like this kind of payment, and say, no, wait a minute. You know, the whole reason ag is exceptional to begin with is the fundamental importance of producing food. And that's what we should be focused on.
Coppice said part of the problem is how the legislative systems currently operate.
So you can't pass a farm bill without abiding by all these obscure budget rules that really lock you in, right? Because we're going to project scores over 10 years and we're going to say if you do something new and it costs money, you got to cut something else. And so now you're fighting over that. And this budget has really impacted passing legislation in Congress, and the Farm Bill is an example. So we've actually not solved the very reason for the policy we've not solved, but instead we've allowed it to alter how we make policy changes outside the budget, and then we're stuck.
Coppice is the director of the Gardner Agriculture Policy Program.
Triple T Land and Livestock's annual production sale is Wednesday, April 8th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. Don't miss these 55 yearling bulls, bred to bring profitability to every aspect of the industry with the most elite sires and standout genetics. Check out the bulls and 30 replacement heifers offered this year at bar-t3livestock.com or come see them in person at the ranch in Newcastle, Wyoming. Triple T Land and Livestock. Bulls bred to keep you in the black.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio Program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News Program.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation that's been increased. So That's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. Pam Maroney, founder and former CEO of Maroney Bioinnovations, now ProFarm Group, shared her insights on biological pesticides or biologicals in a recent interview with Ag Alert. Maroney said she believes that by 2040, biologicals will be more widely used than traditional pesticides on farms. It all comes down to education, said Maroney, who is an entomologist by training. The products are there. There's good science behind them. There's plenty of registered products and more coming every day, she said. She also noted there are just 9 new chemical active ingredients awaiting approval by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, whereas there are about 70 biologicals awaiting EPA approval. The innovation on biologicals is huge, Maroney said. We're going to have lots of registered products, so it's about bridging the gap between products registered and how to use them on the farm. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John's Jewelry Company with Lindsay Jane in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with a 50% chance of light showers, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday, mid-60s Friday, low-60s Saturday and Sunday, upper-60s on Monday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground with the 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline approaching for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. A biotech giant is getting bigger. Gilead Sciences is buying cancer treatment company Tubulis. Effective today, drug maker Novo Nordisk is offering a higher dose version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. It was approved by the FDA last month. The company says it'll be available through more than 70,000 pharmacies in the U.S., its online pharmacy, some telehealth providers, and other outlets. It's looking like SpaceX will reveal details of its stock launch to investors the week of June 8th. The Wall Street Journal says Elon Musk's rocket company plans to reserve a large portion of shares for retail investors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trust, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
The Blueprinter and Graphics for all your blueprinting needs, not only construction drawings and blueprints. They specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. There are those who are famous for who they killed. Pat Garrett for killing Billy the Kid, Robert Ford, Jesse James, Jack McCall, Wild Bill Hickok. As you will see, the subject of today's story was famous for killing the person who killed the famous person. Scarborough was born in 1859 in Louisiana. His family came to Texas while he was still a child. As a young man, George left home to become a cowboy. At the age of 27, he became the sheriff of Jones County, Texas. Later, he became a deputy U.S. Marshal, making it necessary for him to move to El Paso. George served honorably as a lawman, but one person he wasn't supposed to have arrested was female stage robber Pearl Hart. Pearl was a young, diminutive girl who, with a boyfriend, did a lousy job of robbing a stage. Probably realizing she was a potential public relations nightmare, it's thought that the Tucson, Arizona sheriff allowed her to escape in hopes she would leave the area, which she did, until George recognized her, that is. A couple of years earlier, on April 6, 1896, George had an encounter with John Selman, a 57-year-old ex-lawman, 20 years his senior. Scarborough shot Selman. Scarborough was tried for murder and acquitted. George went to work as a New York cattle detective, where on April 6, 1900, 4 years to the date after killing John Selman, George was shot and killed. Although George Scarborough served a distinguished life as a cowboy and lawman, he's remembered for killing John Selman. John Selman is remembered for killing famed outlaw John Wesley Hardin. So, George's fame is for killing the man who killed John Hardin. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. On March 14th, an inmate died in the San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at 8:59 p.m. when a staff member dispersing medicine found him to be in medical distress. Castilleja was arrested on December 18th, 2024. His death has been determined to be accidental from the toxic effects of fentanyl. Construction is set to begin on a bridge on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County. The project is located on southbound Highway 1 at Toro Creek, removing the current southbound bridge and constructing a new one in its place. Caltrans says the current bridge is in poor health and features non-standard railing. Travelers headed in both directions starting today will be redirected to the right-hand lane. The project is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A stunning post from President Trump.
First six words of that Truth Social post, a whole civilization will die today. The president does not want them to sleep on that deadline. And following through with this threat of decimation to Iranian power plants, that is what is promised here. It's something the president said that he will do if necessary, but doesn't want to.
Fox's Alex Hoff, a deadline is 8 p.m. Eastern. Senior U.S. official telling Fox U.S. military has delivered a message to Iran.
Dozens of U.S. strikes targeted Iran's Karg Island overnight. Fox's Jennifer Griffin says the targets included bunkers, radar stations, and ammunition storage. Landing docks, though, Jennifer says, were intentionally not targeted, according to a senior U.S. official.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, mid-80s for you Tuesday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Sunny on Wednesday, highs in the mid-70s. We'll get some clouds rolling in on Thursday, and temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, then cloudy mid-60s on Friday. Saturday, we're now at a 60% chance of rain, low 60s. Some rain, about a 50% chance Sunday, low 60s. Upper 60s Monday, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:41 a.m., 7:29 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon on Protecting What Matters, Barry has Reverend Frank Triggs, the Easter and Passover, the similarities and the myths. Then also Dr. Sarah Forsyth, the rise of regenerative medicine. You'll find out how regenerative alternatives compare with traditional pharma treatments. So, learn. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Just give them a call. They'll be there for you 24-7, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL, indeed.
Until the morning exchange, KPRL.
All right, you know how it's supposed to work. Just about anything that may be on your mind, that is what freedom of speech is to be about, or is about, not to be. It is whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever that thing is. Here's something that, you know, things seep into other either cities, states, or even countries in some aspects. It's from our friends up north, and that is Canada. A Canadian hate speech bill is drawing some backlash from critics who warn it could chill religious speech and expose some people to prosecution for quoting the Bible. Christian and Muslim groups say the change could chill sermons, religious debate, and other faith-based expression, while the Liberal government and some Jewish groups say the bill is aimed at combating anti-Semitism, not criticizing religion. And it says here that this bill makes it easier for people of faith and others to be criminally charged because of views that other people take offense to. Again, according to this release, the bill weakens protection of freedom or expression and freedom of religion, especially with the removal of the longstanding religious defense, which has stipulated that religious beliefs and religious texts expressed in good faith and cannot be seen as hateful. So is this the decision for the government to decide which religious beliefs are legitimate or not? This will be interesting to see how far this goes up north, because we know that people like to bring things from other areas, whether it's within the United States or outside the United States. And I'm wondering if anybody can name a country that has improved the human condition by prohibiting free speech or limiting free speech, because someone, and we've seen it in this country, may be offended by something. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I want to drop back to the first session for a minute. Let me quote a now departed politician from our area. If the CSDs, which stands for Community Services District, find it too cumbersome that the Board of Supervisors have land use authority and intend to keep it that way, that perhaps they'll just take away the services district, because the services districts legitimately appear or are allowed, formed, if you will, at the behest and privilege of the Board of Supervisors, and can be taken away at any time. Harry Ovitt, the late Harry Ovitt, said so when this very group, the Templeton Area Advisory Group, got a little too frisky and too demanding. I've said for years that if you want to be a city, Templeton, do what's necessary to become a city. Otherwise, you're totally dependent on your land use decisions on the Board of Supervisors. And they get to the point at TAG and other CSDs where they think they have some authority over the district. They don't. The bottom line is, if they're allowed to, they do, but if they aren't, they don't. And this kind of rhetoric needs to either be assumed as legitimate or discarded as just that, political rhetoric, because it gets to be old after a while. Well, listening to CSD's complaint.
Let me ask you this question. You know, based on the first phone call this morning, that's, you know, someone who served on the in the Templeton district. What is the point of people even going to these meetings and debating whether they want something or not if the final decision is up to the Board of Supervisors anyway?
The point is to try to politically influence the Board of Supervisors one direction, either in favor of or against.
Why wouldn't they just go directly to the Board of Supervisors if, as the first caller said today, they're really Board of Supervisors doesn't pay much attention to these districts.
Well, now you see how the Board of Supervisors, not necessarily the current members, but supervisors in the past, channeled the complaints from certain districts, certain areas, into organizations that they could, but that the people in those districts think they're making a difference. And that's what you have currently.
Well, so do you think it's still necessary to have these districts?
No, I don't. The districts have basically created as much of time management on the part of the Board of Supervisors as not having them, because now the districts are holding their meetings and voting and thinking that it makes a difference. They will put that gas station in Templeton if they want to, whether the community agrees with it or not. And it's always a group. There'll always be a group wherever they decide to make progress, go forward by building something. You'll always find people that are going to be against it for one reason or another. I mean, Templeton supports the area, the district supports their own fire station. That isn't a county fire station. That's a Templeton fire station. And they already have fire coverage on their tax bill from the Board of Supervisors or the Land Use Authority. So what do these groups do? They hold meetings, and they have opinions from both sides of a question, and they make a decision, and they'll take that decision to the Board of Supervisors. Not necessarily both sides of the question. That does not preclude the people in the district who are either for or against a project from going to the Board of Supervisors exclusive of the Community Services District and testifying at the Board of Supervisors on the other side of the question that's been chosen either for or against at the Community Services District meetings. That's how it works. So community services districts do not have land use authority.
One of the things that I've often questioned is how a county board of supervisors should be allowed to vote on issues other than what are related directly to the entire county. In other words, when they're making decisions on areas they don't serve that affect a particular city or even Templeton, they're not the representatives, yet they get to vote on something that can change a city. If it's within the city, I think it should be just the city people, you know, the people that live within that district. Now, if it's something for the entire county, then the Board of Supervisors, I think, should have the authority to do so, but not in each individual city.
Well, unfortunately, the way the land use law is written, you have to have a governing body over the use of the entire county, including the districts. And what they're trying to do by isolating the districts, not only to take time consumption away from the Board of Supervisors meeting, but also to get the local feel for how people are accepting or rejecting whatever it is that the land use
afforded. That's kind of my point, and I realize as it changes, but when you have a board that is progressive and they have the majority, they can inflict, and these are my words only, they can inflict damage, permanent damage to cities that are at the opposite end of the political spectrum.
Yes, I agree. And right now, we are at a political height in this country where we are now determining what political registration Supreme Court justices are, either state or federal Supreme Court justices. We're now figuring out, well, we can't take it to that judge because they're a Democrat or a Republican. How sad. How sad. Because some of the forefathers warned us about what's happening to us now. You politicize the entire spectrum, including the judges who are left by law to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so their political affiliation has now become paramount to the decision itself. Never mind whether the decision makes sense or not. It matters whether the judge is of what political persuasion. You hear it every day. You've heard it already this morning on this radio station. In fact, in the last news hour or news blurb, it was in there. That judge or those judges are liberal and these judges are conservative. Well, judges are supposed to be neutral. The word judge means neutral. You're there to judge whether the tenets of any argument are valid going one way or another. You're not there to purvey political persuasion.
Well, depending on the outcome, people seem to kind of like that.
Well, apparently so, but only people of that political affiliation. The people on the other side don't appreciate it at all. Doesn't matter whether it's a liberal or conservative argument.
Well, I think one of the things that gets lost, and again, this people may not like a decision of a particular judge, but if it's solely based on what the law is, not their interpretation of it, I think that we should understand that we have to live by that.
That's correct. You don't have a choice in that matter because then they enforce it. And, of course, enforcement goes to a different part of government. And in this county, for example, enforcement is elected. So the bottom line is this constant rancor from services districts. It's just exactly that. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, services districts do not have land use authority. They are dependent on the Board of Supervisors for the decision. And that's where the lobbying comes back and forth. Either side is going to go to the Board of Supervisors. They're going to schedule meetings and so on and so on. And at the bottom line, is the vote is still going to be up to the Board of Supervisors, no matter what. It doesn't matter what the CSD says or thinks.
Well, on the gas station issue, do you have any sense of where that vote's going to go?
Well, no, I don't. I can't get a feel for that at all. How many gas stations are in Templeton? One?
Yeah, with the about the second highest prices.
One or two on Main Street. That's it. All right, so they want to put a gas station over by the freeway, and all of a sudden, everybody's going to jump up and down that, oh, you're ruining the neighborhood. Well, you shouldn't have moved to a neighborhood that was subject to progress. Even the people in the country have to put up with annexation. Same thing. Annexation is a change in land use authority.
Well, I think one of the issues regarding the gas station was more than the gas station itself. It was the fact that it was going to be a convenience store.
24 hours,
and anybody that drives around and goes to a convenience store at 1 or 2 in the morning, you ain't seen Bing Crosby there too often.
No, that's true. As as was quoted to me, and given a tariff, nothing good happens after midnight. I think most fathers have said that to their children at one time or another. But it's true, if you think about it, not much good happens after midnight. So the bottom line here is, what's made me crazy for years, and in fact, I had a discussion with Harry Ovid himself, this, if it gets to be too much of a problem, they'll just take the CSDs away. And they can do that. They have the power to do that. So when a CSD gets to be a little too rancorous, they're going to get shut down by the people who are the land use authority. We're putting up with that in this water war, land use authority, and who has it and who doesn't.
Well, again, that's another example of people that don't live here making making decisions on such an important issue. It just there's no sense to that at all to me.
Well, why is Matt Turrentine, an investment advisor who's in partnership with a man named Ontiveros in, I believe they're in Morro Bay. I know they live there, but I believe that's where their office is as well. Doesn't matter, San Luis Obispo or Morro Bay. He doesn't live over the basin, and yet he's the chairman of the Basin Committee. How's that work?
He's
making investment decisions for clients. Whoops.
Yep, that's true. All right, well.
Well, we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye for now.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on the Morning Exchange, a extremely important day in history. You may not be aware of this. April 7th. I did not know this until now. It is National Beer Day. National Beer Day is celebrated in the United States every year on April 7th, marking the anniversary of the Cullen-Harrison Act, which came into effect on April 7th, 1933, legalizing the sale of 3.2 alcohol by weight beer, then beer and wine. This was during Prohibition in the United States, where the sale of alcohol had been prohibited. April 6th, the day before National Beer Day, is known as New Beer's Eve. So for those of you who may indulge in some suds every once in a while, happy holiday. Boy, I'm surprised I missed that one. That's it. In 1954, you heard of this term. President Eisenhower, in his historic speech, describes the domino effect in Southeast Asia. So that was first in 1954. And here's something that we're all aware of, the Internet. In 1969, on this day, the symbolic birth of the Internet is celebrated. It is the date on which the first request for comments took place. You may see that RFC. Once in a while, I know I see it on my phone now. It was invented by Steve Crocker to help record unofficial notes on the development of, whatever, the precursor to the modern Internet. And this RFCs have become official documents of Internet specifications. So, and the first Internet message was sent the following October, way back in 1969. How about that? And there's no mention of Al Gore here, though. None whatsoever. And the first matches go on sale, invented by English chemist John Walker in 1827. So there you have a couple of things that happened on this day in history. All right, that is it for this Tuesday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans says that the current bridge on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County is in poor condition and will be replaced. Travelers in both directions on Highway 1 starting today will be redirected to the right-hand shoulder. The project to replace the bridge is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027.
The Paso City Council will consider an appeal against two developments for the Ravine Water Park. Appeals cite a lack of off-site improvement, incorrect project descriptions, a traffic study, and other concerns. City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it in its meeting tonight at 6. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on Reverend Frank Triggs, similarities and myths, Easter and Passover, and then Dr. Sarah Forsyth, the rise of regenerative medicine. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour, the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.